Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say that little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A century after it began, surrealism has become part of the way we see and identify the world. It's even found a place in popular music, especially in songs about dreaming.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Even though surrealism began in the early 1920s, signs of it began to show up in songs earlier than that. Ways of seeing the world don't have to wait until somebody makes an announcement. A dream is a place, something real, something substantive, but something imagined, is the sort of thing that lends itself to treatment in a song. What changes later is the complexity and frequency of the point of view, but it's always been there. First, an invitation to meet somewhere pleasant, satisfying, and sweet, and then something closer to the point, a song in which we move without moving. It's a theatrical game of fancy and jest as someone takes you to a beguiling place that only looks real. The Mills Brothers' Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland and Blythe Walker, The Land of Let's Pretend.
Meet me tonight in dreamland, under the silvery moon. Meet me tonight in dreamland, where love's sweet roses bloom. Come with the love in your dear eyes of blue. Meet me in dreamland, sweet dreamy dreamland. There let my dreams come true.
From thought and work a day where the only work is play, with not a thought thereafter. So follow our lead, 'tis but a puppet show. The songs and smiles, the laugh that beguiles are nonsense, we know. Forget all the world, let folly be your friend. Come follow, follow on and more to the land of let's pretend.
The Mills Brothers with Leo Friedman and Beth Whitman's 1909 Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland, and Blythe Walker with Jerome Kern and Harry Smith's 1914 The Land of Let's Pretend. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Songs about dreaming lend themselves to odd images that extend the familiar and distort our assumptions. They take something we expect to find in a love song and enhance it with an element of surprise in the midst of precision. It never loses touch with what we know, but the taste of the unexpected changes it. Think about the Magritte painting of a locomotive coming out of a fireplace. Precise, recognizable, strange. Consider this metaphor designed to enhance the familiar in ways that are precise, recognizable, a little strange. Bing Crosby, Did You Ever See a Dream Walking?
Something very strange and mystic happened to me. Something realistic and as weird as can be. Something that I feared somehow is now endeared to me. What a funny feeling, odd and yet so true. Did a thing like this ever happen to you? Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand and it's true to divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking, and the heaven in my arms was you. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, then it's due to divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do. Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
From 1933, Bing Crosby with Harry Revell and Mack Gordon's Did You Ever See a Dream Walking? Surrealism first appeared in France soon after the end of World War I. It was a time of cultural roiling and the shattering of assumptions. So you could look at a nude descending a staircase that didn't look like anything you'd ever seen before. And even in something as conventional as a popular song, you could write about dreams as no one ever had before. Recognizable, close enough to be acceptable, but stretching the limits at least a little. A dream becomes something you could put wrapping paper around or stick in your pocket. Rosemary Clooney, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, and Bing Crosby again, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Say, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. So troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
But I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
I wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots. And I calculate that I am worth my weight in gold and rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I would take all the wealth of Wall Street for a road when nature tries, and I calculate that I am worth my way in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Rosemary Clooney with Harry Barris, Ted Keeler, and Billy Mahl's 1931 Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, and Bing Crosby with Jimmy Monaco and Joe Burke's 1938 I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams. Even though surrealism began in the 20s, most songs with surreal lyrics are from the 30s and 40s. The 30s because the Depression seems to have lent itself to that kind of dislocation, and the 40s because a studied surrealistic look became the design style of the day. Here are songs about walking down a street made of dreams rather than concrete. One's a song of hope, the other of despair. But both rely on that familiar Depression image of walking, and then the transformation begins. Russ Colombo, Street of Dreams, and Dean Janis, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
At a king, kings don't mean a thing. On the street of dreams, dreams broken in two can be made like new. On the street of dreams, gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeam. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure. On the street of dreams, thank you. shore on the street of dreams.
Along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered scheme. And gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. Russ
Colombo with Victor Young and Sam Lewis's 1932 Street of Dreams, and Dean Janis with Harry Warren and Al Dubin's 1933 Boulevard of Broken Dreams. An element of surrealism may not be a surprise, but why are dreams so often the subject matter in these songs? Maybe because there's something especially vivid, yet beyond our control. They're ephemeral, but feel as if we can grasp them, as if they're just beyond our reach, even though they're neither real nor graspable. The ephemeral takes on substance and then changes what it touches. Watch what happens as somebody sits smoking a cigarette. Frank Sinatra, Deep in a Dream.
I dim all the lights and I sink in my chair. The smoke from my cigarette climbs through the air. The walls of my room fade away in the blue, and I'm deep in a dream of you. smoke makes a stairway for you to descend. You come to my arms, may this bliss never end. For we love anew, just as we used to do. When I'm deep in a dream of you, then from the ceiling, sweet music comes stealing. We glide through a lover's refrain. You're so appealing that I'm soon revealing my love for you over again. My cigarette burns me, I wake with a start. My hand isn't hurt, but there's pain in my heart. Awake or asleep, every memory I'll keep deep in a dream of you.
Frank Sinatra with Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange's 1938, Deep in the Dream. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Dreams float, yet the surreal songs about dreaming often involve motion, change, and distortion, what Walt Disney called the plausible impossible. We don't simply enter our dreams walk right through the door. Lines blur as we take walks, go sailing, and then watch it happen to somebody else as well, always in a love song. Michael Feinstein, Love Walked In, and Portia Nelson, You Stepped Out of a Dream.
When love walked in. of the past.
Ooh, my love.
And I had found my future at last. And I had found the world completely new when love walked in with you.
Oh, love, oh, love.
When love.
Michael Feinstein with George and Ira Gershwin's 1938 Love Walked In, and Portia Nelson with Nacio Herb Brown and Gus Kahn's 1931 You Stepped Out of a Dream. Perhaps the most suitable of all these images involves sailing, floating on water as an image of floating on air. Except there's more to it in these songs. They move us beyond the easy link to something unpredictable. In the first song, you have to build the boat yourself, and in the second, a boat is rocking in rough seas, except it's not merely a boat, it's a dream boat, and someone's disturbing my dreams. Dick Todd sings, "I'm building a sailboat of dreams," and the ink spots follow with "Someone's rocking my dream boat."
I'm building a sailboat of dreams. Each star up above knows my secret of love. I'm building a sailboat of dreams. Someday, I will sail away and find you somewhere, my darling. But till dreams all come true, till the day I find you, I'll keep building a sailboat of dreams.
When twilight has grown and the world slumbers on, I'm building a sailboat of dreams. The star up above knows my secret of love. I'm building a sailboat of dreams.
Someday, I will sail away and find you somewhere, my darling. But till dreams all come true, till the day I find you, I'll keep building a sailboat of dreams.
Someone's rocking my dream home. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew.
But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Dick Todd with Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin's 1939 I'm Building a Sailboat of Dreams, and the Ink Spots with Leon and Otis Renee's 1941 Someone's Rocking My Dream Boat. Reality flips, assumptions whirl, the everyday spins. They never disappear, but they're never quite the same either. People are apart, but they never lose touch. In one song, they talk to one another over the radio. They're apart, but together, with a little help from the technology of the day and the imagination. Same in the second song, where somebody finds his way home in a dream, he turns into the train that carries him there. Ian Whitcomb with Dream Daddy and Dream Train.
Evening shadows start into falling over the radio. I hear you calling thousands of miles apart. Still you are here in my heart. Morning, night and noon, you can hear me croon. Dream Daddy, Dream Daddy, wonderful daddy of mine. Night after I've said my prayers, your tender voice drives away all my cares. Dream Daddy, Dream Daddy, when the stars begin to shine, that's when I lay away my books and my toys and listen in with all the girlies and boys. Dream Daddy, Dream Daddy, wonderful daddy of mine.
Uncle Rollo, do you ever think about the power of radio? How even now, from deep in the metropolis, the music of plenty sings out, filling the evening air of this vast continent with a warm cloud which can rain democratically on places thousands of miles and millions of dollars apart. A radio rain that can fall on swank penthouse apartments, on army barracks, on northern fishing boats and southern mansions, on tumble-down shacks and sharecropper shanties where poor folk huddle round their receiver, momentarily forgetting the spoiled harvest and the dust storm outside. But now, let us follow our radiophonic fairy across to the far west, to sunny California, where toil chicken ranchers and tropical fish merchants and orange growers. And let us fly with our music as far as Santa Monica Bay, where all year round girls, their tresses astray in the breeze, swing the tillers of dipping yachts. Is it a dream? Let us not think too deep, but lay back in these songs of solace, these rhythms of rest, which make for a peace. A peace that passes understanding. Dream Daddy. Dream Daddy. Wonderful radio of mine. Every night after I've said my prayers,
Your radio voice drives away all my cares. Dream, Daddy, Radio Enunciator. When the stars begin to shine, that's when I lay away my books and my toys and listen in with all the girlies and boys. Dream, Daddy, dream, Daddy, wonderful radio of mine.
Train of dreams, I go to paradise. Sandman is the engineer. When my train pulls away, every night he hears me say, dream train, please carry me back. Dream train, stay on the right track. Can't wait till moonbeams come and bring the close of day, 'cause at night I'm back in days that used to be. On my train of dreams I'll soon be on my merry way to the only place for me. Dream train, please carry me back. Track. Take me back where I belong. Sound your whistle and gong. Tell the gang it won't be long. Dream train, please turn on your steam. Morning will soon end my dream. Stop when a sweet old lady welcome my dream train.
Ian Whitcomb with Louis Hersher and George Keeper's 1923 Dream Daddy, and Billy Basquiat and Charles Newman's 1929 Dream Train. The songs so far have turned the dream into a destination, a full pocket, a wrapped gift, a street, a place you step away from, a place you do everything to reach, a boat. The night ends, so it's time for dreams to end. Except here in these songs, the dreams are something. Something to stow until night. Something to grab hold of and pack away for a few hours. Except finally what replaces them is even better, more filled with possibility. In the end, reality trumps. Frank Sinatra, Put Your Dreams Away.
Put your dreams away for another day, and I will take their place in your heart. Wishing on a star never got. got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away. At night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away.
Frank Sinatra with Ruth Lowe, Stephen Weiss, and Paul Mann's 1942 Put Your Dreams Away. It sounds as if the program should be over, but here's one more song to make the point that the surreal point of view doesn't end just because rock and roll replaced the songbook in the 50s. In 1969, William E. Taylor and Stanley Kessler wrote 1 Minute Past Eternity, and Jerry Lee Lewis sang it.
About me. About me. Exactly 1 minute past eternity. Exactly 1 minute past eternity.
Jerry Lee Lewis, 1 minute past eternity. The natural hyperbole of love songs and the need to make the familiar fresh without losing it opens the door to imagery that at the very least borders on the surreal, especially when the subject is dreaming. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.